Very good evening to all, brothers and sisters in the Dhamma. Today is Thursday, class 8th of September, 2022. So we will be continuing from our usual Thursday class sharing. Before we start, let us compose our mind, develop the faith, sadha, virya, and mindfully we shall commence the puja chanting. Namo Bhansi Sajya Moni Po. Namo Bhansi Sajya Moni Po. Namo Bhansi Sajya Moni Po. Namo Kwansi Pusa. Namo Kwansi Pusa. Namo Kwansi Pusa. Namo Pho Pusa. Namo Pho Pusa. Namo Pho Pusa. Let us do the salutation. Then after that, we have to proceed with the physical puja offering. Arahan sama sambuddho bhagava puttam bhagavantam abhivademi. Swakato bhagavata dhammo dhammang namasami. Supatipanno bhagavato sakkasangho sanghang namami. Let us turn to page 1 of the chanting book. We have finished the homage as the bandana. So now we will chant the salutation. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato sama sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sama sambuddhassa. Buddhang saranaggacchami, dhammang saranaggacchami, sanghang saranaggacchami. Dutiyampi buddhang saranang gacchami. Dutiyampi dhammang saranang gacchami. Dutiyampi sanghang saranang gacchami. Dutiyampi buddhang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi dhammang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi sanghang saranang gacchami. Panatipata vemane sikkhapada samadhiyami. Adinadana vemane sikkhapada samādhiyāmi. Kāmesu micchācāra vēramaṇī sikkhāpadaṃ samādhiyāmi. Mosāvādā vēramaṇī sikkhāpadaṃ samādhiyāmi. Sūrāmeraya maccā amādhammānā Sikkhapada Samadhiyami. Okay, now turn the page 3. We will chant the Padipa Puja, offering of light. Ganda Sambara Yutena Dipena Tamadaksina Tiloka Dipang Sambuddha. Pujayami tamo nodam ganda sambara yutena dupena hang sutam hina Pujaye pujaniyam tang puja bhajana mottamam vanna ganda guno petam etam kusuma santati pujayami munindasa siri pada sarorohe Pujemi Buddham Kusumena Nena Punnena Mitena Cya Hotu Mokkham Pupang Nilayati Yata Idam Me Kayo Tata Yati Ina Samawa Adivase Tuno Bante Paniyam parikapitam anukampam upadaya patigam patu mutama adivase tu no bante pali parikapitam anukampam upadaya patigam patu mutama Sethu no bhante Bhojanam parihapitam Anukampam upadaya Patigan patu muttama Okay, let us chant our puja aspiration based on our understanding of the significance of all these puja offerings. Significance of offering of light. May this offering of light to the Buddha bring forth the causes and conditions to illuminate our mind and help arise the needed clarity and understanding to dispel all darkness or ignorance therein. Significance of offering of water. May this offering of pure, clear, cool water lead us to the pure, clear Dhamma, the cools and doses of the fires of all defilements within our mind. Significance of offering of incense. May our morality, virtue, and understanding shine forth far and wide, just like the fragrance of this incense which we are offering to the Blessed One, who is perfect in wisdom and virtue. Significance of offering of fruits. May this offering of fruits remind us of the dana bhakti of generosity and the fruit of all karma, so that we will diligently strive on with heedfulness to attain the path and fruition as soon as possible. Significance of offering of flowers. May this constant offering of flowers to the Blessed One strengthen our faith and constantly remind us of the impermanence of this body, so that we will diligently and sincerely strive on to cultivate sila, samadhi, and panya, leading to ultimate liberation, the born-free nibbana. Making of overall aspiration. By the power of these merits, born of these offerings, may our spiritual faculties of Sada, Virya, Sati, Samadhi, and Panya be further strengthened until they become balas of power, sharing and transfer of merits to all beings. May these merits be shared and transferred to all beings without exception, especially to those who have the condition and affinity to receive them. Sadhu, Sadhu. Sound. Okay, let's pay respect to the Jan. Bhutang Jebi. Dhammang Pujebi. Sanghang Pujebi. Okay, you can be seated. Okay, just relax body and mind and maintain some of attention when we are off the line. so that you can have your half an hour of awareness-based meditation. Remember the four supports, the first three especially. Relax, aware, and maintain awareness for as long as you can. The first support is very important. You must be able to relax both body and mind. Relax into every mind state that arises. Make sure you are completely relaxed. Then after that, maintain awareness means don't try to know. Don't try to do anything, just aware, finish. Aware, finish. Whatever arises, let it arise. Whether it's a thought or a sensation or a feeling or even any tactile consciousness, hearing consciousness, smell, or whatever that you can be aware of, just aware, then stop. Or aware, finish. Don't continue. Don't allow it to condition you into further thinking or create the habitual proliferation of thought. To meditate is to realize the silence within, not to create more thought and thinking. And maintain the ability to be aware for as long as you can. You can do that. You will sooner or later realize your true mind, which is your meditative mind, or the inner awareness, which is completely silent, tranquil, and still. Okay? Then for those who already know how to meditate, apart from the first three support, you can relax body and mind completely and allow your awareness to stay around your heart area. Just maintain awareness there. Relax into whatever mind state that arises. Then let the awareness nature detect whatever vibration or heartbeat or any activity that arises. Then just stay with it. Stay with it until one day, when you are quiet enough, peaceful enough, the awareness or mindfulness has become very fine, very subtle, then you will suddenly detect the gateway around your heart area. For most people, it's slightly towards the left, but just let things be. When it happens, the form you might even know, you will know. Then things will happen. Your whatever external yin and yang energy that you have developed, they will be able to actually melt inside. It's like a gateway for you to release your whatever external yin yang energy, and they will be transformed into pure energy to serve you well, to develop the fourth support, which is trust. Trust your nature to do no more thought-based, no more using thought, no more conditioning from your brain, your views, your opinion, your belief system, your condition. All this thought does not interfere in your meditation. That's why you trust that nature to do. So this is basically the four support needed. That you will understand where your mind will transform. It becomes very still, very quiet. That is just aware within. This awareness nature is your true mind, your silent mind, your meditative mind. It can insight into phenomena. It can awaken to the universal characteristic. It can observe and it can understand a lot of things, whatever that is going on around your form and mind, within your form and mind. So no need to look for it. Through that silence, everything will become clear to you. Okay? Try to maintain whatever inner peace, inner calmness, and inner awareness that you have developed for as long as you can. Then we shall continue with our chanting. We shall turn to page 6. We will do the invocation to the Devas. Invocation to the Devas. In this universe, in the entirety, let the deities or Devas come here. Let them hear the good teachings of the King of Sages, which gives heaven and release Nibbana. This is the time to listen to the teaching. This is the time to listen to the teaching. This is the time to listen to the teaching. Samanta Chakravalisu Atva Gacchantu Devata Saddhammam Muni Rajasa Sunantu Sakamokkadam Dhammasvanan kalo ayam badanta. Dhammasvanan kalo ayam badanta. Dhammasvanan kalo ayam badanta. Namo atassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo atassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo atassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Iti me so bhagavan arahang samma sambuddho virajalana sampanno sugato lokavido anottaro pavisadam Sati Bhagavati Swagato Bhagavata Dhammo Sanditiko Akaliko Enivaseko Hovanaliko Subhadi Mano Bhagavato Savaka Sangho Ujjubhadi Mano Bhagavato Savaka Sangho Yadhyabhadi Mano Bhagavato Savaka Sangho Okay, you all can be seated. For today, luckily, I got ready this book, the Dhamma Unique Code. Né? This unique Dhamma Code, compiled by you all, developed into a book, is very good. So the title is Straight from the Heart, Unique Dhamma Code, by Brother Teo. So this one can see, this is the booklet. So you can turn to it, otherwise we will, I think, get you the pages so that he can share. Maybe I write the title. So the title of this book is Straight from the Heart, Unique Dharma Quotes by Radio or me. This book come about because after the years of sharing, I think for those who are attentive, they are able to pick up a lot of very important sayings that I said and make it into unique Dharma quotes. Especially Sister Impi, she was able to compile a total of 160 over unique Dharma quotes. Then I go through it again, and most of it is already correct, except I did a bit of editing for those that I need to edit. And we managed to arrange them into a book form. I will read to you the introduction. There's a content page where there is a preface and acknowledgement and biodata of me, and followed by all the unique Dharma code. Then there's an index at the back too. The index is also very useful and very helpful. They got some important title, Meditation Support to Realize Our Self Nature, Meditation, Maintain Awareness. So all these titles are very useful. Then what is a meditative mind? To realize profound wisdom, understanding meditation, what constitutes wisdom, solving problem. Acceptance is wisdom, the real samadhi, understanding duality, right view, memory, space between thought, awareness of negative thought, your true nature, your true action, the true mind, sense restraint, silent mind, impure awareness, the timeless Dhamma, heedful living versus heedless living, mundane mind and true mind, self nature and mundane mind, life destiny, mundane mind without wisdom, suchness or tatata, yoniso manasikara leading to sati sampajana, importance of faith, sincerity, and perseverance, karmically conditioned vehicle and tool for us to come. That is our five aggregates of form and mind. What is a phenomenon? Understanding the meaning of condition arising, the art of listening, spacious awareness, specific phenomenal awareness, that I see the seeing as they are. Okay, I'll read the preface. Based on some very good feedback and suggestion from Kayamitas, we had a condition, from Kayamitas, who had the condition to listen to Bratio's Dhamma sharing over the past 15 years. Bratio had agreed to allow his unique Dhamma code to be compiled into a booklet form for free distribution to all those who are interested and have affinity to receive them. It is also Bratio's sincere wish that Dhamma friends, spiritual practitioners, seekers of truth, and cultivators of the way will be able to make use of this enclosed unique Dhamma code to develop a clearer and better understanding of the Buddha Dhamma as taught by the Buddha, so that they may progress along the path of Dhamma to become more virtuous, nobler, and wiser human being that can be a blessing to all of humanity and the world. This unique Dhamma code can benefit cultivators in many ways, through acting as clear, important pointers needed for cultivation. And to understand clearly what this awareness-based meditation as taught by the Buddha is. Also to help cultivator understand the true meaning of sati and the two aspects of mind. As this unit, Dhamma quotes were mostly compiled from Dhamma sharing and talks delivered by Brother Teo, the text is as a line. The text is aligned as closely as possible to his colloquial style of speech while delivering the talk. However, some editorial amendments have been made to the text without distracting from the essence of the talk. With this, it is hoped that readers can adjust themselves accordingly to better understand its true meaning and intent. To listen or watch the recorded audio or video file, you can log on to our website http://brotio.com under repository of Dhamma material, / other audio files, / SGBA talk, / YouTube videos, etc. Or you can just be Google search for brotio.com, then it will come up. Okay, then we have the acknowledgement. It is the donor's sincere intention that this booklet on the compilation of unique Dhamma code by Brother Teo be given free to those who are interested and have the affinity to receive them. I would also like to take this opportunity to thank and rejoice in the generosity and wholesomeness of all Dhamma friends of Kayamata who have donated and helped out in the compilation, formatting, proofreading, etc. to make this free distribution of Dhamma Dana possible. Special thanks should be accorded to Sister Ingbi, who had taken her own initiative to volunteer to develop the initial draft compilation of my unique Dhamma code for my subsequent editing, thereby enabling this Dhamma booklet to be printed. By the power of all this wholesomeness, may all beings be well and happy, free from all mental and physical suffering and danger, and may there be love, peace, and joy deep within their hearts. And may it also pave the way for there to be causes and conditions for all Dhamma friends who have donated or help out in one way or another to realize their good and noble wishes or aspirations soon as possible. In metta always. So this one is written on the 18th of November 2019, almost 3 years ago. Okay, the bio data you can read on your the bio data is quite good. It can give you faith. Maybe I quickly read through. Bio data of Redactio. Redactio graduated from the University of Malaya in civil engineering in February 1979. He has been a spiritual practitioner, cum meditator, since 1971. Since his retirement from his engineering career in the year 2001, he has been sharing his spiritual understanding and experiences of the Dhamma with serious and keen spiritual and Dhamma practitioner and others who are keen in their search for true peace, happiness, joy, and liberation from birth and death and all mental sufferings. In our present day society, true peace and happiness is difficult to combine. So it is very your sincere wish that this Dhamma as taught by the Buddha can be a great source of very important and useful support to help mankind understand life, thereby liberating their mind from all mental suffering and affliction that make them more virtuous, nobler, and wiser living beings. It is also very useful that Dhamma friends, spiritual practitioners, seekers of truth, and cultivators of the way will be able to make use of this sharing of the truth to develop a better understanding of life, to help others, and be a great blessing to all of humanity. Over the years, he had counseled and helped many people with severe depression, chronic condition, career, health, marriage, financial, separation, and relationship problem to recover beautifully. Via his sharing of his rather penetrative Dhamma or truth as taught by the Buddha with him, he gives Dhamma talk, conduct Dhamma, come meditation classes, and meditation retreat at various meditation centers and places that invited him. He also conducts weekly meditation come Dhamma classes at Wuping Chingsun, Mahayana Vihara every Sunday, and at Subang Jaya every Tuesday. He also conducts a weekly Dhamma sharing discussion come discussion class with a group of very serious spiritual friends every Tuesday night at his PJ SS2 residence. So the 3 days are Tuesday, Thursday, and Sunday. With a group of very serious spiritual friends. He also organized and led many spiritual trips or spiritual come to a trips to various spiritual places of importance for the Kainamitas. Matthew was invited also to present an international seminar paper on life management with meditation, experience, and success at the international seminar dated 10 to 12 August 2013 held at Bangkok, Thailand. The seminar was co-organized by the World Buddhist University, WBU, the World Fellowship of Buddhists, WFB, and the Vipallavanara Mindfulness Center, PMC. His seminar paper on success in life via meditation, as taught by the Buddha, can be downloaded via the following link, PDF file, e-publish, and more. For more details on Radio's Dhamma activity and his Kainamitta grouping, please log on or log in to his Dhamma website at bro.do.com. The other thing is also we have printed the book. It's a thin booklet, but it's very good, or this seminar book. So you can get a copy, it will be very useful, very helpful. Okay, now we start. The first unit code is about awareness-based meditation. It talks about the four support. So meditation support. The four support for awareness-based meditation are relax, aware, 24-hour, and trust. So this one is very useful and very important. Every time I use this, and the stress on it has been given many, many times. But it's not easy for those who are new or not familiar with awareness-based meditation to understand. Yeah, most people, when they want to learn meditation, they always ask for a method and a technique. Then they always want to know what meditation you teach. Is it Vipassana? If it's not Vipassana, they are not interested, most of them. But the thing is, do they really understand what Vipassana is? Because method and technique technically doesn't define the meditation. So what is awareness-based meditation? Like the word awareness-based meditation means this meditation is to be developed with awareness. Understand? As an awareness base, the support for meditation is different from thought base. So these two are very important. Let me write it down. The four supports. Or awareness based meditation. And what are they? First is relax, then aware. Number three is basically maintain this awareness, if possible, for 24 hours. Then the last one is, so these are the four main support for awareness-based meditation. So this awareness-based meditation is very important, as opposed to what is commonly thought. What is commonly thought is the opposite, thought-based meditation. So this thought-based meditation, like the word denote, they use thought. So thought-based, as the word implies, means you approach meditation from the thought process. So let's just discuss this. It's very simple and easy to understand so that people are not gullible and not confused. So basically, what is the meditation that we are trying to develop? So this meditation that we are trying to develop is the Buddhist meditation as taught by the Buddha, isn't it? And according to the Buddha, this type of meditation, which is the Buddhist meditation, will lead to what? Will lead to the understanding of the living Dhamma, understand the true Dhamma. And what is this true Dhamma? We chant every day for Buddhists. The salutation to the Buddha, Dhamma, and the Sangha. So the Buddha's intent is, when you chant this, not only to develop the faith and the understanding, is to let you have a clear understanding of what the Buddha is. So salutation to the Buddha is a nice, the very nice special, what you call virtues of the Buddha, Sammasambuddha, where he is the Sammasambuddha, fully enlightened. So this nine great virtue makes him the Buddha. That's why it's very unique. Then he said, this Dhamma that you are going to realize is very important too. And you must understand what this Dhamma is. So from the salutation to the Dhamma, he said, Swakato Bhagavata Dhammo. Well expounded is this Dhamma by the Buddha. Then after that, he explained what this Dhamma are. Then he said, this Dhamma is sanditiko, akaliko, ehipaseko, opanaiko, pachetang, vietitako, vinohiti. And this one is very important. What is sanditiko? Means it can be realized in the here and the now. Okay? So in whatever teaching, people tell you, you have to wait till you die, only you can realize the kingdom of God or whatever, then it's not the number that is taught by the Buddha. But it can be realized in the here and the now before one dies. So that is the additional faith and benefits we give. Then apart from that, the Buddha said, this Dhamma that you realize is akaliko. Means what? Timeless. Beyond thought, beyond time. And this time is psychological time, which is basically thought. So now you see, if you use thought as an instrument to meditate, to develop thought-based meditation, following all the method, technique, and whatever, you do it without understanding, you are creating more thoughts, understand? Then how can you, based on this instrument, which is thought, realize the Dhamma that is beyond thought, beyond mind? Where the instrument limits you. And this is the reason why you shouldn't approach it from thought. But then, society, all this time, from distant past until now, they have been using thought-based. Yeah. The other thing is, The Buddha says this Dhamma is not only sandhisko, akaliko, ehipasiko. You can stand up to investigation. You are invited to investigate into it, and because it's the truth, it will stand up to investigation. Yeah. So this few quality you must check. The Dhamma that you realize, is it sandhisko, akaliko, ehipasiko? Then opanayiko. Then finally, pacetang, vietitabo. Opanayiko means leading inward into your heart. If it doesn't go to your heart, that's why I say the fourth support, trust, you stay at the heart area, don't do anything. That's why leading inward into the heart. Okay? Then pacetang means can be realized by the wise, each for themselves. No need to have anybody to like check for you or confirm for you. The being, the form and mind that go through the meditation will know what the thing is, even though it's not written anywhere. You understand? He or she will understand. So that's the reason why you have to do away with thought-based meditation. But this one, the instrument limits you. So this one, thought base is very limited. This one, you use it to do energy field, jhana, concentration, samatha, is very useful. This one serves you well. It's basically thought. Thought is basically energy. Yeah. But you want to realize the silent mind, the meditative mind, your true mind. You have to go to awareness-based meditation. Yeah. Awareness means what? You just aware, silent. Don't try to know. Don't try to do anything. So awareness means it is actually sati. So sati is actually an awareness, not a knowing, before the knowing. So you have to understand this definition. So sati. This I can see, yeah? Is mindfulness. So sati or mindfulness is awareness before the knowing. How do you know things? You have to perceive it then. So before the knowing or the perception. So before you perceive something, that is just the pure awareness, understand? So sati is actually the awareness before the knowing. And this is equivalent to what the Buddha meant by in the seeing, there is only the seeing consciousness, the pure consciousness, or the pure seeing. And this seeing is there is no one to see. So in the seeing, there is only the seeing consciousness, no one to see, which means the egoic mind, the personality hasn't arisen yet. That's why there is no sakyadity. That's why this one can see things as they are. This is the direct seeing. Seeing without words, without concept, without views, opinion, conditioning from your memory. You understand? So this is what sati is. If you can understand this, then you can develop awareness-based meditation. So for sati to arise, this is the understanding and the definition. What must you do? Can you use thought-based instrument to meditate? You can't, isn't it? Because the moment you create thought, perception, everything is already in. The content of consciousness all in, the aggregates of mind all in. You cannot be aware. So to be aware or to be in the state of mindfulness or sati is aware before the knowing. So this word before the knowing is very important. During this moment is the direct seeing, seeing things as they are, without the ego, without the personality, without an entity. Means there is no observer to see what it observes. That's why Krishnamurti say the observer and the observed become one. Means just that thing, like what the Buddha said, in the seeing, there's only the seeing consciousness. It's just like the question, is there a thinker behind the thought? It's the same. Is there a thinker behind the thought? Just try. Is there a thinker behind the thought? Logical, isn't it? If there is no thinker, how can the thought arise? Logical or not? Huh? But your theory tells you, the Buddha say anatta, non-self. Then how you explain it? Is there a thinker behind the thought? How did the thought arise? Is it because there is a thinker inside that? What do you think? Do you know how you create thought or not?
Memory.
Very good. Through memory. So based on this understanding, you actually got the answer. But you don't have the stability of mindfulness to see that. If it's through memory, is the memory a thinker? Ah, it's one of the senses, isn't it? One of the organs, isn't it? Like your ear. There's nobody inside there to hear, understand? Like your eye, there's nobody inside there to see, understand? Smell, taste, tactile, and thought process is the same. So like you say, how do you see? You need the three conditions, isn't it? You remember the three conditions? What are they? Huh? You need the organ, which is the eye, huh? Or the organ, then sense data, and the mind. Or the consciousness. So these three must interact and come into contact, understand? Come into contact. Understand? So when these three come into contact, like the physics with spiral, what happens? Upon contact, the light bulb lights up, understand? Which means you become conscious, depending on the organ. If it's the ear, conscious of hearing, understand? If it's the eye, conscious of seeing. If it's the nose, conscious of what you smell, what you taste, what you tactile feel. Then the brain is what you think, understand? But it's not a person who thinks. So what happens is thought is respond to memory, understand? Okay, this one is most important. If thought is respond to memory, which means when you see something, hear something, smell something, taste something, tactile feel or think of something, what is happening? You need to go to the brain. Yeah? Why? But this is memory. You accumulate all your learning, your whatever conditioning, belief system, theory, even your tradition, everything that you experience, good and bad, everything you accumulate in your memory. So the first thing you go to is your brain, which is your memory. Okay? So this one, the brain, I write separately. Memory is basically your brain. So if brain is where the memory is, that's why to perceive, you always go up to your forehead. You remember? From your forehead, you trigger off thought. How you trigger? That's why your senses are all in front of your face. Just below the brain. Okay? So when you see something, take for example, how do you create thought to input the content of consciousness? Because that thing you see, like the Buddha image or my voice you perceive through hearing, you don't know what it is. Understand? So you got to check in memory. The moment you go to memory, it trigger off thought. And what is that thought? Yeah. To cognize, to perceive, understand? Otherwise, the memory, without the memory, like a baby, newborn baby, no thought. You understand? But it got no learning, no accumulated memories. Because of that, it cannot trigger thought. But we all, since birth until now, we are so conditioned. We are taught so many things, we accumulated. So our memory is full of rubbish. What do we carry in our memory? That's why Mahayana say accumulation is the cause of suffering. Very true. Because what you accumulate in your memory, your brain, is all the rubbish. Why I say rubbish? Of course, sometimes there are good memories too. Maybe certain time of your life. But most of the time is what? Your fear, your phobia, your insecurity, your sorrow, your lamentation, your hurts, your scars of memory, your selfishness, your emotional negativity, your fear, your insecurity. So all this intensify in the memory. Your belief system, your conditioning, your education, everything you accumulate down there. Then human being, because they have this brain, that's the only instrument they know how to act. That's why you act according to memory. Acting according to memory is not acting at all. Because memory is full of your negative tendency with the evil roots. This one is not enlightened. Without yoniso manasikara, it is selfish, egoic. And because it's selfish, it clings, it grasps, it holds, it has all the evil roots of possessiveness, envy, jealousy, hatred. Then when he cannot understand, or when he faces a situation that he cannot handle, he develops fear, anxiety, sorrow. The three evil roots are very active here. But this is not wisdom. This is not Dhamma. Understand? So acting according to memory is not acting at all. So what happens is, when you go to your senses, if you are mindful, every moment of consciousness, whether seeing or hearing, smell, taste, tactile or thought, you must see it in your awareness. That basically, the human being, the form and mind, they have to go to the memory to perceive, to cognize, to retrieve the information that is stored on the side. Then trigger off, input the content, make it a thought. That's why thought is respond to memory. There is no thinker behind the thought, understand? The brain is not a thinker. The ear is not a thinker. The nose, the tongue, the eye, and the physical body is not a thinker, understand? So when you understand that, then you understand what awareness is. Awareness is the pure awareness. When you are just aware, it's a deep, you aware before the perception, before the thought come out and tell you what it is. But this one is not seeing truth, you understand? This one is seeing what you have been conditioned into, what your memory tell you. And this one is always of the old. Your thought is of the old. Because memory means what? Something you remember, understand? It's of the past. Krishnamurti says it's as dry as the dry leaf. It cannot be within the moment. Once it becomes a thought, it's memory. And memory is what you record or accumulate through the past. That's why it can never be in the present moment. That's why he said thought is basically limited. Why? Because our nature, our true mind is spacious awareness. That spacious awareness is the pure nature from our true nature, original nature. The first thing that comes out is the pure awareness. So this pure awareness or sati is your true mind, your silent mind. From there, it manifests. That is like the energy field to trigger off thought process. That's like the mundane mind, the thinking mind. This arise from that nature, the awareness nature. So without this awareness, you cannot see thought. You cannot understand the movement of thought, the limitation of thought. Because from spacious awareness, our nature, which is the oneness nature, how do you create thought? We have to zoom in, understand? To perceive something, you have to zoom in there. Like perceive my voice. From the spacious awareness, you shrink your awareness to this area to perceive. It's just like when you want to see the Buddha Rupa or the Kuan Yin Rupa, you have to shrink the spacious awareness to that space, which is limited. Then you go to the memory, you perceive, you input the content through your conditioning, views, opinion, and belief system. So once that one go in, it become a thought. That's a thought is limited, just that area. So when you are preoccupied with that thought, what is happening? Let's say you shrink your spacious awareness into a thought. This one becomes limited. Understand? So this thought, because what you are doing is you shrink your consciousness or awareness into this small space. Then what happens? You introduce the contact. And what is this? Sankhara sanya. Understand? What is Sankhara sanya? This is the content of consciousness. Content of consciousness. And basically it's Sankhara sanya. Yes, thought proliferation. Perceive thing, then arise feeling. Understand? Feeling become conditioned into emotion. And emotion is basically what Sankhara is, mind state, mental state. So this is what is going on. You are lost in thought. Why? Because you are preoccupied. Listen to this, one P or two P. One. Preoccupied is one P or two P. One P only. Two C, yes. Preoccupied with your thinking and reaction. Which one? Oh, LOST. Yeah, correct. Thank you. Yeah, very important. Almost wrong spelling. So lost in thought means you are preoccupied with your thinking and reaction to sense experience. So now you can understand what is living being doing, what is human being doing. That's why the unenlightened one, the heedless one, they think a lot, understand? When you think a lot means what? You are heedless. You create a lot of thought-based activity. And I don't call that meditation. But some use it to develop so-called meditation. They focus, they concentrate, so that this thinking cannot move. They kill all the thought into one-pointedness, ekagata, or concentration, energy field, conditioned state, so that it cannot move. Then they say they don't have thought. They also have clarity. But when you do that, it's a conditioned state of mind. All the mental hindrances are suppressed. They cannot come out. Understand? You cannot test. You don't know whether you have the wisdom. Because when it is a focused attention, you cannot be aware. You cannot understand the way things are. You cannot understand truth. You cannot understand the nature's law that governs life and existence. You cannot see paticca samuppada, dependent origination, the dwelling. You cannot see the form of truth. All you can see. You can only have theory about it. Now you understand. Okay? Can follow so far. Today I want to make it very, very clear so that everybody understands. So that I don't have to every time go back to thought base and teach awareness base. Your people is very, very surprised because the book never say awareness base. Understand? The book also never say it's thought base. The book just say Buddhist meditation. But if you don't go into detail, people cannot understand. That's why you do this thought base means you use thought as a basis or as an instrument to proceed with the meditation, then it's called thought-based meditation. If you don't use thought, then it's awareness-based meditation. And awareness-based meditation, there are four support. One, you look at it, you understand. When you relax into your body and mind, every mind state that arise, do you create thought? When you relax, do you create thought? You don't create thought, yeah, you relax, yeah. Relax. When you maintain awareness or just aware, do you create thought? You don't need that. That way you can maintain it for as long as you can, 24 hours, means you stabilize the awareness nature inside there, the city, until it becomes samadhi. Collected, unwavering. And this one can see things as they are, understand? And this is your true mind, your meditative mind, the silent mind. And this is city, stabilized. That's why leading to paucity, tranquility of mind, stillness of mind. When the mind doesn't move, when the awareness becomes so still, that is your true mind. That is paucity, the fifth enlightenment factor. Okay? So now I read the code, you will understand. And this is only code number one. Eh? Wow, 940 something at the end. So I can only do one code today. Okay. Now may I finish it. The four support for awareness-based meditation are relax, aware, 24 hour, and trust. Trust means trust your nature to do. Huh? No interference from the thought process, from your memory. So relax into every mind state that arises, naturally aware without thought. That is the second support. Then maintain awareness for as long as you can, if possible, over 24 hours. Then trust your inner nature to meditate without the interference of thought, which means from your memory. Now you understand the code, isn't it? Can follow or not? So clear, still cannot follow. I also don't know what to do with you. Understand not? Hopefully by today, it remove all your doubt and you can just, through your understanding with the faith, you just go all out. That's why at this retreat, the recent one, so many of them progress because they understand this and they give it a try. Even Man Yuan also benefited. And Yun Chan also benefited. And many others. Why? Because they understood what this thing is now. In fact, Man Yuan, when he was there, only she learned. She said, I try relax, but actually she's not relaxed. Then aware, she doesn't know what that aware is. Until she saw the white ball, I go add in the word, I relax into every mind state that arrives. Well, then only she realized every mind state means whatever calm state or whatever agitated, just relax in there. Any stress, tension, or they call it. Tightness, yeah? Anyway, just relax it. Like your muscle very stiff and all those things. Just relax into it, understand? Any tension, any tightness, or any stress that you can feel, just relax into it. Then when you do concentration or focusing, then the energy build up, relax into it. Understand? But then she realized it transformed her meditation. Last time she cannot sit on, she said. And now she can try lying down. 45 minutes, no problem. Like very fast, fast. So quiet, so still, just aware. And the mind becomes so different. So hopefully with this, yeah, you all can develop the faith and just do. Then be patient, like Sister Po Ching said. Be patient. Patiently just do, like I say, don't try to know, don't try to do anything, just follow the instruction, the four basic support, the first three. Then when you just do, means follow the instruction without the doer, no thought involved, just relax, maintain awareness, stabilize it, then finally trust. Before you do trust, the first three is enough. After you do that, you have to patiently wait till the mind settle down, the thinking mind, the mundane mind, until it becomes very quiet. Then, like a lot of them share, there is like a shift in consciousness. Even PG, despite her condition, very cold, and she was not able to go with the coldness of the weather up there. And yet she persevered, and finally she realized the shift of consciousness. Then she became different. She was aware of her negativity of thought and honesty. Then suddenly she asked herself, what am I doing? Then that awakening transformed her. Then the shift of consciousness come. That's why you must have that ability. Then like she said, when I was doing the sharing, when she walked in, she saw all the activity and movement without thought. That is awareness. And that's that is a deep. And it can be done even to somebody so sick, so intense with the cold and other things. And yet when the mind determines to be aware, it can be done. So all these are very good example. Even Kong Lun also did very well, relative also did very well. They can just relax and maintain awareness, and the whole meditation becomes so different. Why can't you give it a try? Okay, so hopefully with this, we can end the sharing today. Let us rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, we will open up for reporting of meditation.
Yeah, good evening, everyone. Roger, since Roger today concentrate all in meditation, I want to say this. It has been so long I meditate. One upon a time, I realized, of course, for me, my mind has never relaxed. My mind has never been silent. So one point of time, there's a meditation I can feel like the thought is, because Brother Joe just don't use the word, let the awareness stay with the heartbeat.
Yeah.
So years ago, I have this, I know, no, it's actually the thought I use Kung Fu, the heartbeat, you know.
Yeah.
If I did mention to somebody, I said,
that's why the thought is looking, and the thought is wanting to know, understand? So that one is the thought. That's why you forget about it. When you have the faith will drive you. So let it be natural. I use the word, let it be natural. Naturally aware, don't force. That's why I told you, go for a relaxed walk. You remember? That is the meaning. Relax means what? You got no problem at all. You are naturally aware. Just relax. Walk. Then your mind settle down very fast. Continue.
So, Roger, I also sometimes know that I describe this. I say in the robot, you cannot follow the that one meditation line. I come to realize that the thought stay, that's how I describe. The thought stay in the room, same as heartbeat, but it doesn't go just right after it is in the same room.
You know why? Where you want to know. When you want to know, the thought become alive, understand? The thought become activated, understand? Who is trying to know? Like this one. You are preoccupied, means the thought is preoccupied with the thinking, the reaction, and honesty with what you perceive. You give meaning to everything, understand? Then you become like the doer who do the meditation, understand? So the doer is the thought, the ego. So when that thought is active, very difficult.
Yeah.
But at least it's just the thought, understand? Not the proliferation of thought.
God,
God means you
active,
have
very active the
then
thought.
You have to see that, awaken to it. Then like PG, what am I doing? Am I still doing awareness-based meditation? If that's the case, means your thought is proliferating, active. This is real thought-based. And what is active? Means heedlessly thinking, lost in thought. Then the other one is restless. Understand? It cannot stabilize. It cannot settle down. It cannot slow down. So that is all mental hindrance. Understand? The five mental hindrance is sensual desire, you will like and dislike. You keep on reacting to sense experience. then of course maybe their mind is so active, no sloth and torpor. But restlessness of mind is there. Doubt is there, you're not sure. Then you try to know. Then you ask, is that what brother Theo mean? Understand? Am I doing it correctly? The more you question, this is not inquiry. When you do it in the meditation, it's not inquiry. Inquiry means you come out of it, then you inquire. In the meditation, don't verbalize. Don't do any of this. Just have faith. Let things be and let it settle down. That's why I like Banyan, they all now they know. They just think what's the best. He just relaxed and sit there. Last time he cannot see. Now he can see. And he realized the tranquility, the stillness, the peace, the big difference. And the leg doesn't like so painful like before. Then at night sleep can be a while of snoring a day. Doesn't like last time. Went into all the snoring and all that. Very much reduced. So all this is the training to develop this awareness to see that you are doing all this. And this is basically thought, not an issue. Well, before you understand, before you train, the untrained mind think a lot. Always remember, don't blame yourself because this is not trained. To train means what? Go back to the four basic. Am I doing it? Are you relaxed? So, not to say not easy. You look at Manyuan. Manyuan just saw that one, relax into every mind state that arrives. So you check that. Restlessness is a mind state, understand? You think a lot. It cannot settle down. But don't go and fight it, understand? Don't go and suppress it. Don't say, I don't want it to think. Means you are suppressing, controlling. And who is the controller? The thought is the controller. Who is the one suppressing? The thought is the one suppressing. Yes, you want to push it away. You say, this is thought. No good. I already told you, it's nothing to do with the thought. Understand not? The thought is just an instrument, a tool for us to use. It's neither good or bad. It depends on the user. So our awareness-based meditation is to develop the wisdom so that we know how to use thought, and that thought become right thought. And this one is useful to live life, another. But you don't use this to meditate. Well, when it comes to true meditation, the Buddha always use deep mindfulness, another. Everywhere you read at the sutta is deep mindfulness. It's only beginning you use thought, the four I am, but you use thought. Whatever thought that has arisen, aware. Understand? Then, the five way to abandon thought determine to abandon this wrong thought. Because if you don't abandon it, it will make you evil. Understand? So, the first way you can do thought-based, think of the direct opposite wholesome thought. That one can help, a temporary, not a permanent fix. Then number two, reflect and develop deeper understanding so that you wake up. Think of the consequence of holding on to that thought, allowing that thought to be in your heart, like anger, hatred, selfishness, envy, jealousy, fear, worry. These are all evil, roots of all evil, make you ill, your life. Is that what you want? You want suffering? You want to be miserable? You want to create such heavy karma? Then go ahead. But if I were you, I wake up and say, enough, that's it. Then you determine to abandon. Understand? So whatever wrong thought, wrong speech, wrong action, or negative emotion, thought that has the content of the three evil root, the first right effort is to abandon it when you saw it arising. So abandon the wrong thought, wrong speech, wrong action, there has a reason. So how do you abandon? The third way, which is meditative way, don't do anything. Relax and aware. Stay with it, be with it. That is what the awareness-based meditation is, the second step. The first step is to help you relax so that you don't think. Understand? So when you be with it, what happens? Your mind, which is originally the true mind without the mundane mind, will settle down and become tranquil and still. Means the true mind returns. That's why the subsequent unit could all talk about that. When the true mind returns, you realize everything is so cooling, so tranquil, so peaceful to your heart area. Then, what happened to the unwholesome thought, the anger, the hatred, the fear? They are gone. Which means you will come to a great realization that all these emotions, they are not you. They are dependent, originating due to your wrong view. You stir your mind due to your conditioning, habitual tendency. You stir your mind. You react to sense experience. Even meditation also you cannot relax and do. So that's how it happens. So understand it first. That one you can reflect, contemplate using thought. But when you do the meditation, no more thought. The three support followed by the fourth one. Understand that? Just let it be. Just let it happen. Don't try to know, don't try to do. Yeah. Go back and understand it. Yeah. Then know how it. When you understand, you do very different. Yeah. Okay? Sahana, sahana, sahana. You got anything to continue now or any question apart from that? But you have improved actually because you slowly, slowly get into it really. Yeah. Not long, you understand. Yeah. But you don't doubt yourself, that is most important. Understand? When you doubt yourself, then problem. The other thing is don't take it lightly because you have a tendency to take it lightly. Then suddenly without you knowing it, you become like what you say in the retreat. You become very wow. So you become like that means you are not a serious cultivator. A serious cultivator cannot allow himself to be wow. It can like air it out, like shout it out, just don't want to let it happen. Then you go and shout into the thin air, release everything. Then come back, relax. Silent away. When you keep a lot of things inside, it cannot go out. Then you worry, you hold on to it, you think a lot because it has power over you.
Rondil, when I say wow, I actually refer to I don't do what I'm supposed to do and I'm wasting time.
Correct. That is basically what wow is, anasana. Like, because when you know that your mind, before it's trained, has that tendency, so don't blame yourself, anasana. Just tell yourself, the untrained mind without wisdom is heedless. It will do all those things. So what is important is how do you move on? Understand? How do you change? Like I said, you never change. The outcome is cast in stone. You are just the way you are, cannot change. But if you're willing to change, this new attitude and understanding can transform you. Then you can become beautiful. Understand? When Dhamma dawned upon the individual becomes so beautiful. They will flower, understand? That's why the wonderful, wonderful Dhamma, lotus flower, they will blossom. Yeah. So all these are possible. So don't be too harsh and too hard on yourself. You have a beautiful nature. The only way is to awaken it. True understanding. Without thought, you are the most beautiful. Understand? Yeah. So, anything else? No, thank you. Let's rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. At least she tried, then I explain. It will benefit her and other people too. Yeah. Good. Anybody else? So today sharing a lot clearer.
Yeah, a lot clearer. Yeah, maybe I share a bit on.
Good. Sadhu.
I think the last day of morning meditation. When in the morning during the meditation, I recall that you say that we need to aware like every moment that kind that every
moment. Yes. You do manage to do it.
The first session morning one, it's just like no, I found that I think I do wrongly, like a bit like thought based, you know.
No problem. Starting is like that. Don't worry. It will settle down and become very, very different. Then like everything, like a flow. When the sati or awareness come, you will know that your awareness and the movement become one. Then everything you see is like a flow, specific phenomenal awareness. And all this. That one take a while, but it will come. You continue to describe, yes.
And then in the morning, then after the meditation, I realized got like a bit error, you know. Then I'm like, okay, la, maybe. Then after that, 9 o'clock after the chanting, we had another meditation, right? Then during that meditation, when I was, just at the time I was having COVID, ma, so
yes,
I just sit. And then I sit in the morning session, I was sitting, then I was feel like, very uneasy. Then I try to lie down. And lie down, I feel, it's so comfortable.
Wow, sadhu. Means you settle down already. Yeah. You're able to relax already. Yeah. Very good, very good, sadhu.
Then when I was lying down, then I heard some noise from my handphone, using my handphone to zoom.
Yes.
Then I was thinking, what noise was that? You know, then I like, okay, maybe I thought someone was talking in through the Zoom. So I was listening, but no sound. Then I noticed it's actually a chanting, but I couldn't really hear what they are chanting. Then suddenly I heard like Amitofo, not Amitofo, it's Guan Sing Fusa, Namo Guan Sing
Fusa, the chanting down there, yes.
And then I was listening to Namo Guan Sing Fusa, you know, it's like reciting near my ear like that.
Yeah, sadhu. Then you allow your awareness to follow. Initially you can continue and chant, follow, but later on you silence everything and let the chanting and your awareness become one. Like you feel your heartbeat, you feel the chanting. Wow, that one very beautiful. Then like no one is chanting one. The awareness and the chanting move as one. You become very calm, very tranquil, silent, still. That one later can happen.
It was like after a while, you know, after I was like relaxing continuously, then suddenly it just like, I feel like I don't really know what happened, like, but it just tell me that this is the difference, this is the awareness.
Sadhu, you can do that, it's very good, yeah. Then you are no one. Yeah, that is the difference. When you are not using the thought and when you are with the awareness, you will know one, the big difference. It's like a shift in your awareness.
Yeah, it's just for a while. It's like I was maybe also a bit tired,
good enough.
I was like continuously trying to be aware, a bit aware. Then
that's why when you don't look for it, it will happen. But when you want to know, it's gone again. Understand? So don't try to know. Just be with it and let it happen. Then you remember when you were reading out to me before you went back. To me, it's like that book, the Heart Sutta, is like a new book to you. You remember?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Everything is new. You can go and describe that. It's very beautiful, that one. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like when I was reading,
initially you were helping me to read most of it.
Then when I was reading, it's like, I didn't read this before. Then when you explain, like new thing again.
Yeah, and a lot of things like very new, because why? Last time you are not with the So ability to comprehend. Now you can. That's why it looks so different, so beautiful. Then even Manjuan also said, last time he listened to other people read, I cannot go in on. Now she read, she said, she become very different. She understand a lot more, like last time one, that she didn't hear. Now, compensate back. She become like, wow, thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to read. Because she, of course, at first she read too fast, like bullet trip. Then later when she slow down, it become beautiful, clearer and clearer. So reading, helpful. That's why when I study, just to share with others, I read slowly. I don't believe in speed reading, honestly. When you want to understand something, you read slowly. Because every word is important, understand? Every word has its meaning, deep meaning. So when I study science or technical subject, when I read with understanding one. That's why I mark the word one, either blanco or underline. Then that word stand out one. Then definition. I make sure after I mark it, I read, I understand it, then I close the book. I try to, based on my own understanding, write out the definition. If I cannot write out, means I have not got it understood. Understand not? That's why most people use memory on it, they don't write out. They think they know, but in the exam, they forgot. That's sometimes they panic, the whole of the brain like blank. So these are the what they call people who use memory, not understand. When you use understanding, the definition that you develop through understanding, you no need to remember. I realize I can solve from first principle. Maths also same, physics, chemistry all same. Once the definition is there, I will know how to solve the problem, the question and other things. I don't really need to remember anything. So that's why it becomes so different. Yeah. So when you read attentively, read with understanding. The way you read, and Manjuan also, Regular MP also read very well.
I feel reading, somehow it trains the awareness. And also, it's like you when you read, I mean, like those that you read a lot, maybe you will.
Keep you alert,
understand?
Attentive.
When you read, then the chattering mind will start to, if at first I will feel like a bit like paisei, right? Like, what speech should I start, And then I try to read like slowly so that I hope that more people are able to hear and understand.
Next time when you understand all this, just be natural. Let things be and just read, confidently read with understanding. Then people can follow you. When you read with understanding and confident, like what Manjuan did and what you did at the retreat, people can follow. I find it very clear. Like saved me a lot of throat problem. Otherwise, I had to read my throat. Not enough time to recover. Then I then asked my daughter to read. Last time she used to read for me. Because she got so much work to do. She in charge of Zoom everything. So yeah, I asked her to read the Zoom fellow. Ask question, put out hand also, she got no time to see. That's why I said, never mind, just let things be. Unless nobody read already, then I ask her, okay, you read for a while. So all these are causes and conditions. So we'd like to thank you, Tammy and Yuan, for helping out to read, even AB also, Sister AB, and many other Kayanamitta who has helped out in one way or other. This is what Kayanamitta Shiva is all about. Sadhu.
Honor. We just help out a bit only compared.
There's a lot already. That's already a lot of contribution. It saved me a lot of unnecessary throat, overstrain the throat. Because when I eat curry for the first 2 days, I knew already, 2 p.m. already. Yeah, but I like career. That's why I just eat. But I didn't know the first day I already had some sign that my throat would give me problem. Last time I third day only I developed that one. Then luckily got Pharmasuri, they all Alicia, they make me those drinks, help a lot. Then my wife also brought me the thing. And some Kayamita also passed me the amisli. No, that what? The fisherman known.
The fisherman friend.
Whose son is that?
Mm-hmm.
That one very helpful. Oh, the whole pack I finish. The sweet. Look how I am. He Malay salt, sorry. Not fisherman, sorry. He Malay salt. Yeah. I forgot on the name. Yeah, that one was very good. Anyway, thank you so much. Yeah. Oh, the wonderful Kayamita who was so caring. I think Manyan also tried to give me the lozenges. I said, never mind, I think I'm okay already. There are so many. So all these are very good and beautiful conditions that can help. So once again, Tammy, thank you so much.
Also, I'm like maybe want to thank like a lot of people like Sister Pak Masuri lah, Kok Loon,
Now you make use of this platform at the express. Yeah, you got no chance for the closing. You all went back earlier. They all got their closing. Yeah. Now
Sister Pak Masuri, Kok Loon, Brother Si An, and Dr. Sister Po Ching, and what else? Brother Song also. Like my mother, and then like a lot of people, they have been like helping out the whole retreat, and then it's really a very beautiful condition. Full of gratitude, and then I mean like it is very rare. I mean it's been very long time since the last retreat, and then
almost 3 years.
And it is very, I mean like it's a very good good opportunity to go, even though like I halfway left, but it is a very good opportunity. And then I mean like even though my physically I left, but y'all is still sharing like you see
the Zoom. And the Zoom. That was the blessing. You all like didn't leave. Sui told me you all locked in. every second. Even Chi Wei from Bali locked in.
Then
Susan, they all from Clan Joyce, they all because they find it very beneficial, very useful. This time the sharing is so different. And you should really thank Kok Loon. Like you all said, Kok Loon not scared of COVID one. Deliver food to all of you, four of them, and non-stop. That's why he very helpful. He no need to like assign duty. He see, he do. He see, he do. Like in the site, Ta Chong. Very good. He really very good. Luckily, he got colon. All the water, drinking water. Qin Hao and him, sometimes Song help. Like dozen. One hand, two hand,
he's so very steady, you see, like.
Very steady, yeah. I really rejoice. When I saw, I rejoice, really rejoice. And Jin Hao also helped a lot to do the video until he not enough rest towards the end, flu again. That's why we should thank them. My daughter also, they did a lot.
All the people behind the scene that really, really thankful for them.
Even Chiu Bo Yen did very well. You know why you did well? You took over from Sui An. Your announcement very good. Who donate what? Who donate what? You do it better than Sui An. The way you put on the WhatsApp, the silent on. Very nice. Sui An put on. So the two of you combined very good. So sadhu.
Yeah, sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
Yeah, sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Let us rejoice. Now you start to understand what is thought base and what is awareness base, and why there is no thinker behind the thought, the content of consciousness. Where you go to the brain, the memory. So go back and write down what is memory. See whether you can remember how much I say. So we go to like revision. What is memory? Memory is accumulation. Accumulation of what? All of your experiences, good and bad. So from there you start. What do you accumulate? The good and bad, isn't it? The happy and unhappy memories. So they are your, your ups and downs that you experience then when you go through life. And most of them that you try to hold on to is what? The one that actually hit you, kalak one understand. They call your scars of memory, your phobia, your insecurity, your fear, your anxiety, your panic attack. All these are the ones you accumulate. That's why people go into depression, misery. Then the other thing is also your views, your opinion, your conditioning, your habitual tendency. You accumulated so much of it. Your like and dislike, you stir your mind. You continue to react to sense experience. Your emotion follow. And because you lack mindfulness, you cannot see its movement. How, when you go to the memory, you activate the sankhara sanya. Sanya is perception. Sankhara is mental activity, thinking, mental state. So these two keep on moving. Sankhara sanya, keep on non-stop. Perceive, react, emotional. Then become very negative, aggressive, selfish, emotional negativity, fear or anxiety, and sometimes cunningness. So all these come from what? Your craving, your desire, possessiveness. All these arise because of your wrong thought, deluded thinking, the sakayaditi that went in, the egoic mind. You believe you exist. You believe there's a thinker behind the thought. That's why you always say, I see, I hear, I smell, I taste, I totally feel and think. I am what I am. Understand? Since young, our education system, our social system, they actually condition you into believing that you are what you are. They give you a name upon birth. Then birth certificate. Issue a certificate to certify who are you, who are your parents. Then your parents will have to fill in. What is your race? Then what is your nationality? That one create more identification. Then you go to school, kindergarten, again, register, name, address, everything, your father, your mother, your sibling. Then mark attendant, they call your name, yes, present. So all this is, since young, you have been so conditioned into identifying yourself with what? With everything that society gives to you. Then you identify your external form. I'm a boy, I'm a girl, I'm a student, I'm a children. As you grow up, I'm a youth, a grown-up man or woman. Then you come out into the career field, you are identified by your profession. I'm a teacher, I'm a lawyer, I'm an engineer, I'm an accountant, I'm an IT professional. Then sometimes you're a housewife. I'm a housewife. Then of course you are a politician, of course, you're very famous. There is a YAB, Ahmad Rahman. Not only Brahma, Ahmad Rahman. Tentatively. Okay, we end. So let us rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, let us share merits. Akasata cha bhumata devanaga mahindika punyang tang anumoditwa cirang rakantu loka sasana itawata cha amehi sampadan punya sampadan sabbe deva anumodantu sabba sampati siddhiya idang me nyati nang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo idang me nyati nang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo idang me nyati nang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo devo asat kalena sasa sampati hetu cha vito bhavatu loko cha Raja bhavatu dhammiko imina punyang kamena mame bhava samagamo satang samagamo hotu yava nivana patiya sadhu sadhu sadhu. Okay, let's pay respect mindfully to Lord Buddha, Queen Bodhisattva and all the worthy ones. Then we end our whole session. Thank you.
Shall we say sadhu Chitam Subrati and Mr. Steele for coming all the way to share this beautiful Dhamma with us? Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Sadhu to Sister PG for fetching Bratio and Mr. Steele. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Sadhu to Sister Sui for helping in the recording and the Zoom session. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. And sadhu to everyone for being here. Sadhu, sadhu,
sadhu.
Sadhu.